Hello, and welcome to another interview from Jason's Connection. This is Erica McIntyre, Jason's Connection Content Director. Today I'll be speaking with Angela Offenthal, Training Coordinator for the Recovery Center of Hamilton County. Before coming to the Recovery Center, she was the coordinator for Phoenix Place and a corrections officer for Claremont County Juvenile Detention Center. She has been actively involved in the consumer movement since 1999 as an advocate for persons with mental illness. So my first question is how did you come to work for the Recovery Center?
Basically, I had worked for Phoenix Place, had a child, and at that time I had decided to stay home for the first couple years. And then after staying home, I decided for my own well-being to go back to work. And I was working in the criminal justice field in Claremont County with juveniles, and really missed the mental health field and the advocacy work that I did while I was at the Phoenix Place. And so at that time, I started looking for another job, and I happened to come upon the Recovery Center, which at that time, they had just received a grant and was starting to basically develop the program, the organization. And I applied and got the job.
Great. So explain for our listeners what the Recovery Center is and why it's called that.
Okay. The Recovery Center of Hamilton County, basically the reason that it's called that is we are designed primarily when we first began in operations, designed from the Boston University's Recovery Center. And it is a organization that is basically peer-run. So individuals that are employed here, volunteer here, et cetera, are individuals that also have lived experience. So we give back, serve as that role model, give back that, recovery is possible. And a little bit about our center, we provide a variety of different recovery education groups. Our primary purpose is to serve as that stepping stone back into the community. So through the educational groups here, individuals are able to gain, the knowledge, the skills, and the desire to, become part of their own community, whatever that is, whether it's going back to work, it's going back to school, volunteering, or just becoming part of, where they live.
Right. So that kind of leads into my next question, which was, what different programs that you offer at the center?
We kind of have some focuses. We do recovery education, which is recovery from mental health. We have seen in the past couple of years some individuals coming in with alcohol and or drug issues. So we have kind of added a little bit of some dual diagnosis groups, more of the support groups versus the educational groups. We provide vocational and occupational. So we do some job readiness types of classes. We do a variety of computer education classes, all the way from, how to turn on a computer to up to graphic design, photo editing. We've even had web design types of classes here. And then we do a variety of just peer support, social support groups. Mm-hmm. And then one of our larger programs is our creative expression. So usually it's our art types of classes, but we've done things as just, dancing and things like that. And then we do a large emphasis on physical wellness.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the last part of that?
A large emphasis on physical wellness.
Oh, okay, great. So how is the center staffed?
Staffed, I'm sorry?
Yeah, staffed.
We have basically two full-time employees, our director and then myself, as the training coordinator. And then we have a variety of about four part-time employees that work up to 20 hours, and then about 10 to 12 individuals that we kind of consider our subpool. But really, they're part-time. They just are not guaranteed, 20 hours. They work anywhere from 3 to 5 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our staff, except for our director, are individuals with lived experience.
Okay, that was why Jason wanted to ask that question. So basically, you take people who have been through some of this themselves.
Yes.
And bring them in to help others.
Absolutely.
Right on. What are some of the community organizations you partner with, and how does that work?
We are basically a program of, we are funded through the Hamilton County Mental Health and Recovery Services Board, and we are administratively and fiscally managed by Greater Cincinnati Behavioral Health Services. And then our staff are actually employed through ICHRON. Although I will have to say, we just last week heard from the IRS that we have now received our 501c3 status. So in the next couple of years, we will work on becoming our own organization and you know, basically just, you know, growing in our own autonomy and things like that. So that's exciting for us. It's been a long, long haul, long process, and it's something that, you know, we've really worked for.
Absolutely. So what is the most pressing issue that you see in your work for people experiencing mental illness?
I think we always see, you know, just access to care, quality care, you know, case management, psychiatry, you know, those types of things that, you know, you'll see in any community. But I think for us, I don't know if it's necessarily pressing, but just the fact that recovery is possible. You know, there's so many different models out there, a lot of them being the medical model, and we really, really emphasize the recovery model, which is that, you know, despite having an illness, you are still an individual. You could be a mother, you know, father, daughter, whatever. And we really, really emphasize that, you know, you are somebody other than, you know, just your mental illness.
Right. So that seems like a big challenge is posed by society's stigma on mental illness.
Absolutely.
And so how do you help people deal with that?
I think just feeling good about themselves and you know, I think it goes back to kind of like identifying themselves other than just their mental illness. When we can go out into the community and we can work or we can go back to school and we're not, you know, I'm not Angela who's bipolar. I'm Angela who's a student who happens to have bipolar or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, that's a way of really combating the stigma because people get to know you as an individual and not as your illness.
Right, a person, not a diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
So how can people find out more about the Recovery Center or get involved with what you're doing there?
The Recovery Center is open to individuals that live in Hamilton County. We are free of charge due to the fact that we are funded through Hamilton County Mental Health and Recovery Services Board and the tax levies here in Hamilton County. We offer tours on Mondays and Wednesdays at noon. And the nice thing about the Recovery Center is you don't have to come in with a diagnosis. If you can, you know, basically relate to something on our schedule, then, you know, it's good to go. We don't come in and say, okay, what is your diagnosis? You know, we don't have to do all of the clinical aspects of things because we are a non-clinical agency. So it's a very non-threatening type of environment when you come in and you enroll in classes. Basically, people can come at any time. If they want more information, they can check us out on our website at www.recoverycenterhc.org or, of course, give us a call at 513-241-1411.
Great. So it sounds like it's your real community-based sort of organization, and you're definitely not it seems like you're working really hard at inclusion there.
Absolutely.
Right. So is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Not that I can think of other than just come join us.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking to us today. And we will make sure our listeners know how to get involved with Recovery Center.
Thank you
so much.